今天的题目是一人反多受患难。
The topic of today's preaching is, but a righteous person suffers.
耶伯记，我们来看三段经文。
Let us look at three passages.
第一段是在17章第8到第10节。
The first scripture is Job chapter 17, verses 8 through 10.
正直人因此必惊奇，无辜的人要心急攻击不敬敬虔之辈。然而义人要持守所行的道，守节的人要立上加立。至于你们众人可以再来辩论吧，你们中间我找不着一个智慧人。
The upright will be appalled at this, and the innocent will stir up himself against the godless. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will grow stronger and stronger. But come again, all of you, now, for I do not find a wise man among you.
第二段是第七章第十七节到二十一节。
The second scripture is chapter 7, verses 17 through 21.
人算什么？你竟看他伟大，将他放在心上，每早监察他，时刻思念他。你到何时才转眼不看我，才任凭我咽下垂沫呢？监察人的主啊，我若有罪，与你何妨？为何以我当你的箭靶子，使我厌弃自己的性命？为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？我现今要躺卧在尘土中，你要殷勤地寻找我，我却不在了。
What is man that you magnify him, and that you are concerned about him?That you examine him every morning and try him every moment. Will you never turn your gaze away from me, nor let me alone until I swallow my spittle? Have I sinned? What have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you set me as your target, so that I am a burden to myself? Why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity?For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me, but I will not be.
第三段是第九章第二十节到二十四节。
The third scripture is chapter 9, 20 through 24.
我虽有意，自己的口要定我为有罪，我虽完全，我口必显我为歪曲，我本完全。不顾自己，我愿厌恶我的性命，善恶无分都是一样，所以我说完全人和恶人他都灭绝。若突然遭杀害之祸，他必嬉笑无辜的人遇难，世界交在恶人手中，蒙蔽世界审判官的脸，若不是他是谁呢？
Though I am righteous, my mouth will condemn me. Though I am guiltless, he will declare me guilty. I am guiltless. I do not take notice of myself. I despise my life. It is all one. Therefore I say, he destroys the guiltless and the wicked.If the Scrooge kills suddenly, he mocked the despise. He mocked the despair of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of his judges. If it is not he, then who is it?
那从我过去分享的耶伯记信息我们已经探讨过三个重要的主题。
In the past preaching that I've done on the book of Job, we have already looked at three important themes.
第一个就是神这个公义次序的这个神公义道德的次序。
The first is the righteous moral order of God.
也就是人种什么就收什么。
And it is whatever you sow, you will reap.
而神必赐福给那些义人。
And that God will for sure bless the righteous.
那第二个主题就是恶人必遭受恶报。
The second one is that the wicked will receive what they deserve.
也就是行恶的人会面对恶所带来的后果。
And it is that the wicked will also suffer the consequence.
第三个主题就是我们上个星期所探讨的。
And the third theme is what we looked at last week.
为什么恶人没有得到恶报？
How come the wicked did not receive what they deserve?
反而过着一个兴旺的一个生活。
But yet they live a prosperous life.
今天早上我们要来探讨另外一个主题。
This morning we're going to look at another theme.
为什么义人受苦的这个问题。
Why would the righteous suffer?
这也是叶伯最关心的一个问题。
And this is something that is close to Job's heart.
当叶伯承受这个极大的痛苦的时候
,When Job was suffering greatly,
他开始怀疑神这个公义的原则和这个道德次序的这个道理。
Job began to question the righteous moral order of God and also the justice of God.
叶伯希望自己所相信的是正确的。
Job is hoping that what he believed is correct.
也就是神赐福给义人。
And it is that God will bless the righteous.
惩罚那些恶人。
And punish the wicked.
那可是他所看见、所听见的、自己所经历的却不是如此。
Yet what he has seen and what he experienced is not like that.
行恶的人没有得到惩罚。
The wicked did not get punished.
反而他们的生命兴旺。
But they became prosperous.
那这种不公义的现象使到他心里面感到非常的困扰。
And this injustice caused him a lot of trouble.
那叶伯问，那么既然神在世上设立这个公义的次序。
So he asked, if God has established this moral order,
那为什么像他这样的义人这样的好人反而要遭遇患难所带来的痛苦
Then why would a righteous man like Job would suffer in this great pain?
所以今天早上我们要从叶伯记一些经文来探讨这个受苦义人受苦的问题
So this morning through Job we are going to look at this question ofWhy a righteous man suffer?
谁是义人?
Who is the righteous?
那我们要从叶伯记来看这个义人的形象。
We're going to look at seven images of a righteous man.
在叶伯记刚才我们所读那段经文说正直人因此必惊奇无辜的人要兴起攻击不敬虔之辈然而义人要持守所行的道守节的人要立上加立至于你们众人可以再来辩论吧你们中间我找不着一个智慧人
The upright are appalled at this and the innocent stirs himself up against the godless yet the righteous holds to his way and he who has clean hands grows stronger and strongerBut you, come on again, all of you, and I shall not find a wise man among you.
那从这段经文里面，我们看到叶伯提到五种义人的形象。
From the scripture, we saw that Job has mentioned five different images of the righteous.
也就是正直人、无辜的人、义人、守节的人，还有智慧人。
And it is the upright, the innocent,The righteous, the one with the clean hands, and the wise.
什么是正直人?
What is the upright?
根据耶伯记，一个正直人他是有良好的品格。
And according to the book of Job, an upright man has good character.
行为正直，行事为人不歪曲的人。
He walks straight, he is not crooked.
所以在耶伯记第四章第七节说，请你追想，无辜的人有谁灭亡？正直的人在何处剪除？
So, in Job chapter 4 verse 7 it says, remember, who that was innocent ever perished, or where were the upright cut off?
这个修辞问句，期望有个反面的一个答案。
So this rhetorical question, has a negative answer.
也就是无辜的人没有灭亡。
And it is that the innocent will not perish.
正直的人没有被剪除。
And that the upright has not been cut off.
所以在这个比勒达他的观念中。
And in Bildad's conception.
只有那些谨守正直的人才会蒙神的祝福。
Only those who are careful and upright will be blessed by God.
所以他劝勉耶伯要做一个正直的人。
So he had tried to tell Job to be an upright person.
那因此他在第八章第六节说，你若清洁正直，他必定为你起来，使你公义的居所兴旺。
And therefore, in chapter 8, verse 6, it says, if you are pure and upright, surely then he will rouse himself for you and restore your rightful habitation.
耶伯从开始到最终，他都认为自己是一个正直的人。
From the beginning to the end, Job believed that he is an upright man.
他也认为只有一个正直的人可以跟神辩论。
And he also thinks that only an upright person can argue with God.
所以在23章第七节他说，在他那里正直人可以与他辩论，他是神，这样我必永远脱离那审判我的。
And therefore in chapter 23 verse 7 he says, there an upright man could argue with him, and I would be acquitted forever by my judge.
然后第二个这个义人的形象，
The second image of a righteous
是无辜的人。
It is innocence
谁是无辜的人？
Who are the innocents?
所以无辜是一个这个法律的一个俗语。
Innocent is a term used in law
就好像在法庭里面这个人被判无辜了。
Just as when in the court, the person is deemed innocent.
表示没有罪，很清白的意思。
That means he is sinless and he is clear.
所以耶伯坚持自己是一个无辜的人。
So Job insisted that he is an innocent man.
认为自己没有犯什么罪。
He did not sin.
所以他在33章第9节说，我是清洁无过的，我是无辜的，在我里面也没有罪孽。
So in chapter 33 verse 9 he says, you say I am pure without transgression, I am clean, and there is no iniquity in me.
然后义人的第三个形象就是义人。
So the third image of the righteous is righteousness.
义人是指那些有这个有神公义属性的人。
Righteous means this person has the characteristic of God.
那义人对神有全备的信心。
A righteous has full faith in God.
他坚信的信靠神。
And he trusts in God fully.
行事为人以神的真理作为标准。
And his daily living, he used God's standard as his standard.
所以耶伯自己向他的朋友一次又一次的表明说，我是义人。
And so Job again and again told his friend that he is a righteous man.
所以他认为朋友们对他的讥笑很不公平。
He thinks that the criticism from his friends are very unfair.
所以在耶伯记第12章第4节他说，
So in chapter 12 verse 4 he says,
我这求告神蒙他应允的人竟成为朋友所讥笑的， 公义完全人必受啊，尽受人的讥笑。
I am a laughing stock to my friends. I who called to God and He answered me, a just and blameless man, am a laughing stock.
这个义人跟无辜的人啊，平行的出现在约伯记的一节经文。
A righteous man and an innocent man, appear equally in Job.
啊，义人看见他们结局就欢喜，无辜的人啊，怎么笑？取笑他们了。
The righteous see it and are glad. The innocent one mocks at them.
啊，可见义人跟无辜的人的意思很相近。
So you can see the meaning of a righteous and an innocent man are very similar.
然后第四个形象就是守节的人。
The fourth image is a man with clean hands.
那守节的人就是指那些没有没有用手做过那些恶事的人。
A man with clean hand means they have not committed any crime with their hands.
所以在33章第9节说，我是清洁无过的，我是无辜的，在我里面也没有罪孽。
So, in 33 verse 9 it says, You say I am pure without transgression. I am clean and there is no iniquity in me.
然后在22章第30节说，人非无辜，神且要搭救他。他因你手中清洁，必蒙拯救。
He delivers even the one who is not innocent, who will be delivered through the cleanness of your hands.
然后第五个这个义人的形象是智慧人。
And the fifth image of a righteous man is his wise.
啊，智慧人是指那些有从神而来有这个智慧的人。
Wise man means this person has the wisdom from God.
啊，这种人敬畏神又远离恶事。
They fear God and they stay away from evil.
啊，他行事为人在各方面都表现出有神的智慧。
And in his everyday living, he show God's wisdom.
所以在15章第18节说，就是智慧人从列祖所受传授而不隐瞒的。
So in Job 15:18 it says, What wise men have told without hiding it from their fathers?
那除了就是刚才我们所看那段经文17章第8到第10节。
So besides the scripture we saw in chapter 17 verses 8 through 10.
啊，约伯记另外两处经文也提到这个义人的形象。
There are two other passages in the book of Job that talk about the image of the righteous.
也就是完全人跟这个谦卑人。
And it is I draw a blank.
你看自己的经文。Blameless man.
Blameless man. And the humble.
所以完全人是指那些品格和道德毫无瑕疵、没有缺陷的人。
Blameless man means in his character and in his moral there is nothing wrong.
所以比勒达认为神必会顾念这些完全人。
So Bildad think that God will watch over these kind of men.
所以他在约伯记第八章第二十节这么说。
So in Job chapter 8 verse 20 he says,
神必不丢弃完全人，也不扶助邪恶人。
Behold, God will not reject a blameless man, nor take the hand of evildoers.
那无论如何约伯却不以为然。
Nevertheless, Job did not see it that way.
所以在约伯记第9章20到22节，约伯激动地回嘴说。
So, in Job chapter 9, 20 to 22, he was bugged by it.
所以我虽有意，自己的口要定我为罪。我虽完全，我口必嫌我为歪曲。
Though I am in the right, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I am blameless, he would prove me perverse.
我本完全不顾自己，我厌恶我的性命，善恶无分， 都是一样，所以我说完全人和恶人他都灭绝，他是指神。
I am blameless, I regard not myself, I loathe my life, it is all one. Therefore I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked. He is referring to God.
啊，第七个形象就是谦卑人。
The seventh image is a humble man.
啊，谦卑人这个词句哦，只出现在圣经一节经文罢了。
This word humble only appeared once here.
也就是在约伯记22章第29节啊，这个是以利法在讲话。
And this appeared in Job 20, chapter 22, verse 29, and it's Eliphaz who is speaking.
他说：“人使你谦卑，你乃可说必。”得高升，谦卑的人神必然拯救。
For when they are humbled, you say, it is because of pride, but he saves the lowly.
那谦卑人在约伯记两个地方也是指那些困乏的人或者穷乏的人。
And in two other places, the word humble also means those who are poor and also who are lacking.
为什么义人要受苦？
So why would the righteous suffer?
这个也是今天我们所要来探讨的。
And this is what we're looking at today.
所以约伯跟他的三位朋友，包括一般人，可能我们不相信神公义的原则是一致的。
So Job and his three friends, and maybe also including all of us, that we believe God'srighteous principle will not change.
无论是信神的人或者不信神的人，
whether you're a believer or non-believer,
那神都会按照他的按照个人行为来惩治他们或者来惩罚他们。
God will either give or take away according to people's action.
那对于那些作恶的人，神必定会惩罚他们。
For the evildoer, God will for sure punish them.
连他们的后代也不放过。
And he will also punish their descendants.
那既然如此，为什么约伯是一个义人，是一个正直的人，而远离恶事的人却要承受这个患难所带来的痛苦？
So if it is so, then why would Job, a righteous and upright man, would suffer so greatly?
所以在这段经文里面，约伯说，人算什么？你竟看他为大，将他放在心上，每早监察他，时刻思念他。
And so in Job chapter 7, verse 17, it says, what is man that you make so much of him, and that you set your heart on him? Visit him every morning and test him every moment.
你到何时才转眼不看我，才任凭我咽下垂沫呢？监察人的主啊，我若有罪，与你何妨？
How long will you not look away from me, nor leave me alone till I swallow my spit?
为何以我当你的箭靶子，使我厌弃自己的生命？为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？我现今要躺卧在尘土中，你要殷勤地寻找我，我却不在了。
If I sin, what do I do to you? You watcher of mankind, why have you made me your mark? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgressions and take away my iniquity? For when I shall lie in the earth, you will seek me, but I shall not be.
那从这段经文里面，我们看到约伯在痛苦中坚持表明自己的清白还有无辜。
So in the scripture, we can see that Job clearly stated that he is innocent and he is clean.
他还挑战神，质问神为什么让他受这么大的苦。
He also argued and also challenged God, why would he be suffering so greatly?
所以在十七节说，人算什么？你竟看他伟大，将他放在心上。
So in verse 17, he says, "What is man that you make so much of him, and that you set your heart on him?"
啊，这节经文跟诗篇第八章第四节有一点相似。
So this scripture is similar to what was said in Psalm, chapter 8, verse 4.
啊，便说人算什么？你竟顾念他？世人算什么？你竟兼顾他
？What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
啊，看起来这两处经文好有点相似。
It looks these two scriptures look similar.
啊，但却不一样。
But actually, they are not.
那如果我们看这节经文的下文
，If you look at the following verses of the scripture,
人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟兼顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点。并赐他荣耀啊尊贵为冠冕。
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor.
你派他管理你所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼。凡惊醒海盗的都伏在他的脚下。
You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.
那诗篇第八章第四节啊，这些经文向神感恩所产生那种啊那种赞美。
So in Psalm chapter 8 verse 4, it is a praise to God because of what he is doing.
啊，人虽然很渺小，但是神却赐给他尊贵啊，还有这个荣耀为冠冕。
Man is so small, yet God crowned him with glory and honor.
啊，又派他管理世界的一切。
And that he has given him dominion over all.
啊，但是在《耶伯记》第七章第十七节这节经文的意思，却是因为神的无所不差，直到叶伯感到啊害怕。
But in Job chapter 7 verse 17, it is Job seeing God is almighty, all powerful that it caused him to fret.
叶伯认为神的坚固，使到啊叶伯啊这个叶伯认为神的坚固是有含有负面的意思。
So Job think that God's watching over him causes some negative connotation.
啊，虽然人这么微小，
even though man is so small,
为什么神还注意他？
Why would God even pay attention to him?
嗯，使到他在世上受这么大的苦，
and cause him to suffer on earth.
然后在第七章第十八节说，每早监察他，时刻思念他。
In verse 18, it says, "Visit him every morning, and test him every moment."
那叶伯觉得自己这么微小。
Job thought he himself is so small.
那可是神仍然要试念他。
But God continued to examine him.
所以在这节经文里面，我们看到监察跟这个试念是一个双词。
So we see, actually in the In this verse, it says examine and also try. This a pair of verbs.
啊，它的意思有点是平行的。
The meaning are parallel.
所以监察，它的意思是很仔细的去检查。
To examine means to inspect in detail.
啊，很严格的去监视。
And to scrutinize.
啊，要坚定一个人啊的素质是否合乎这个标准。
To appraise whether this person, the character is up to standard.
所以叶伯认为神监察他，目的是要对付他。
So Job think that God examining him is because he want to deal with him.
啊，折磨他。
Want to torture him.
要追讨他的过犯。
And it is to warn him to pay for his sin.
还有这个试念啊，是一个提炼工业的一个俗语。
Refine is a term used in the refinery industry.
啊，好像提炼这个金属一样。
like refining gold.
啊，使到它纯正，而且合乎这个标准。
So it can be pure and it's up to standard.
我们在彼得前书第一章，我们可以看到这段经文所说的这个试炼。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, it talks about refining.
啊，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold,that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
啊，耶伯认为他落在神的烈火中被提炼。
So Job thinks that he was put in fire by God to test him.
那神无情地看作他在火中被试炼。
And God, just watch him suffer.To see if he is up to standard.
啊，坚定看他是否合格。
To appraise whether he is good.
那对于人被试炼，先知撒加利亚在撒加利亚十三章啊也这么说。
So, about talking about men being tested, the prophet Zechariah also said that in Zechariah.
啊，他我要使这三分之一的金火。熬炼他们如熬炼银子，试炼他们如试炼金子。
I will call
Zechariah 13:9 啊，没有打漏了。
Sorry.
无所谓了啊。啊，我们往前看，还有箴言书第十七章第三节说。
And then in Proverbs 17:3.
啊，挺为啊炼银，乳为炼金，啊唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
The crucible is for silver, and the furnace is for gold.And the Lord tests hearts.
啊，大卫自己也曾经使用过这个监察还有试炼这两个词句来说明啊，这个神如何去探寻他内心这个心处深处。
And David has also used examine and test these two verbs to talk about how God looked at the depth of his heart.
你已经试炼我的心，你在夜间监察我。你熬炼我，却找不着什么。我立志叫我口中没有过失。
You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have purposed that my heart will not transgress.
啊，虽然耶伯经历到这个极大的痛苦
，Even though Job was in great pain，
那可是他相信，当神严厉的考验之后。
Job still believed that after God's trial,
啊，必定会变得更加的纯正。
He will become more pure.
所以在耶伯记23章第十节说。
So in chapter 23 verse 10 he says.
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金经。
But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold.
所以我们看到这节经文跟刚才我们所看那个彼得前书那段经文啊、有点相似的意思。
So you see the similar meaning of this scripture versus in 1 Peter that we just read.
然后在第七章二十节说，监察的人主啊，我若有罪，与你何妨？哇，耶伯很大胆，这么向神说。
And so here Job argued with God, if I sin, what do I do to you, you watcher of mankind? He is fearless.
所以耶伯说，就算我有罪，跟你有什么关系？啊、
He said,
千万不要跟神这么讲。
He said, even if I sin, what do I do to you? And please don't talk like that to God.
所以叶伯向神抱怨。
So, Job was, complaining.
神的监察其实要对付他，找他的麻烦。
God's examining him is actually causing him trouble.
然后在这句经文说，为何以我当你的箭靶，就是使我厌弃自己的性命。
And he continued, why have you made me your mark? Why have I become a burden to you?
那这句经文说明神把叶伯当作这个箭靶子。
So he's saying that God has made Job, to become the mark.
那神是那个射手，叶伯是他攻击的对象。
So God is the archer and Job is the target.
所以叶伯采用这个射箭的比喻来说明神使他受苦，使他厌弃自己的生命。
So Job is using this illustration to say God is causing him pain and causing him to not want to live.
啊，还有这句经文说，为何不赦免我的过犯，除掉我的罪孽？
And then he continued, Why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity?
所以叶伯认为神不赦免他的罪，也不除掉他的罪孽。
So Job think that God has not forgiven him and that God will not take away his sin.
叶伯一直坚持自己是一个敬畏神的人。
Job has always insisted that he is an upright, God-fearing man.
为人正直并且远离恶事的人。
He is upright and he also stay away from sin.
可是他不明白为什么患难会临到他的身上。
But he did not understand why suffering come upon him.
那就算自己有错，他也神也应当赦免他的过犯。
So even if he had sinned, he believed that God should have forgiven him.
救他脱离这个苦难。
And save him from suffering.
所以在第九章第二十到二十四节这段经文说。
So in chapter 9 verses 20 to 24, he says.
我虽有意，自己的口要定我为罪；我虽完全，我口必显我为弯曲。我本完全，不顾自己，我厌恶我的性命。
Though I am in the right, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I am blameless, he would prove me perverse. I am blameless. I regard not myself. I loathe my life.
善恶无分都是一样，所以我说完全人和恶人他都灭绝，若突然遭杀害之祸，他必嬉笑无辜的人遇难，世界交在恶人手中，蒙蔽世界审判官的脸，若不是他，是谁呢？
It is all one, therefore I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked.When disaster brings sudden death, he mocks at the calamity of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of his judges. If it is not he, who then is it?
这个是叶伯在受这个极大痛苦的时候所讲的话。
So this is what Job was saying when he was in the midst of great suffering.
所以叶伯在这个矛盾复杂的情绪当中，
So in this conflicting emotion,
完全无法想象这个完全正直的他。
Job cannot understand that this innocent, upright man
为什么要遭遇这么大的苦难？
Would suffer such great pain.
那他既然是一个无辜的人，
So he is an innocent man.
为什么要受这么大的苦？
Why would he suffer so greatly?
那到底公义在哪里？
Where is justice?
叶伯认为这个世界很不公平。
So Job think that this world is unfair.
所以他说神不分这个善恶也不分。
That's why he said God does not see good and evil.
又容许这个这个罪恶的势力不断的伸张。
And he allowed evil to continue to spread his wings.
所以在这节经文说善恶无分都是一样，所以我说完全人和恶人他都灭绝。
So he said here, it is all one, therefore I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked.
所以当耶伯承受这个极大痛苦的时候
So when Job was suffering this great pain
开始怀疑神这个公义的这个原则还有道德秩序的这个道理
So Job began to doubt God's principle and also this moral order he has established
如果我们看耶伯记啊，你把它看完耶伯记。
If you look at the whole book of Job,
那么虽然如此，耶伯却没有忘记保持自己健全的心态。
Even though he was like this, Job did not once forget to hold himself together.
那一共有四点哦。第一点就是耶伯仍然敬畏神，没有放弃自己的信仰。
First, he continued to trust, to fear God, and he did not, stray away from God.
第二点就是耶伯知道恶人兴旺是暂时的现象。
The second point is, Job knows that the prosperity of the wicked is only temporary.
他相信最后义人必会升高。
He knows that at the end, the righteous will be lifted.
那第三点，耶伯知道自己是一个无辜的人，一个受苦的义人。
The third thing is, Job knows that he is an innocent, suffering righteous man.
然后第四点，耶伯开始明白为什么他受苦的答案不能够单单从这个公义的角度来理解。
And fourthly, Job begin to understand he cannot look at his suffering from the angle of righteousness
所以在这段经文说神用他的权力消灭强暴的人他一行动邪恶的人 便死亡他暂时让他们平安没有忧虑但他眼睛注视着他们的所作所为邪恶的人兴盛一时但一会儿就像草木凋残，像灰暗被割下。
So here he said, yet God prolongs the life of the mighty by his power. They rise up when they despair of life. He gives them security and they are supported. And his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted a little while and then are gone.They are brought low and gathered up like all others. They are cut off like the heads of grain.
有一次有一个门徒来问耶稣说
Once there was a disciple who came to Jesus and asked.
他说拉比这人生来是瞎眼的是谁犯了罪
He said, Rabbi, who sinned this man of his parents that he was born blind?
是这人呢还是他的父母耶稣回答说也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Jesus answered, It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him.
所以从这段经文，我们看见一个人受苦，不是因为他犯了罪，或者他的父母亲犯了罪。
So from the scripture, we can see that a person suffer not because of his sin or his parents' sin.
乃是要彰显神的作为。
But it is to show God's work.
同样的，耶伯受苦不是因为他犯罪。
Similarly, Job suffered not because of his sin.
而是要我们明白神在掌权了。
And it's to, for us to understand that God is sovereign.
所以当面对这个苦难的时候
So when we face suffering,
我们必须要明白神在掌权。
We must understand that God is still in control.
让我们用点时间来思想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us meditate on today's worship.
所以，当我们遇到 苦难的时候。
So when we face suffering,
可能我们的信心会受到摇动。
So maybe our faith is shaken.
那可能我们并不明白为什么这些苦难会临到我们的身上。
Maybe we don't understand why suffering come upon us.
但是我们知道神仍然在掌权。
But we know that God is sovereign.
无论什么事情发生在我们的身上，
no matter what happened to us,
都是有神的旨意。
It has God's will.
因为神要在那些受苦的人身上彰显他的作为。
Because God wants to show his work upon those who, through those who suffers.
也可能是神要我们做成为一个更像耶稣的人。
Or maybe God wants us to be more like Jesus.
无论如何，
No matter what,
我们相信神在掌权。
We believe that God is in control.
天父上帝，求你坚固我们的信心。
Heavenly Father God, please strengthen our faith.
让我们愿意顺服你。
Help us to be willing to obey you.
无论我们面对什么苦难，
No matter what situation or suffering we face,
求主帮助我们愿意顺服你，
to obey you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.